Time magazine once called Jonathan Franzen the great American novelist who shows us the way we live now. Well, agree or not, Franzen is one of the most talked about American writers, and today his latest book is out. It's called Purity. Roxane Gay has this review.
Pip Tyler is a recent college graduate living in Oakland, California. She's smart, ambitious, and saddled with student debt. Your typical millennial. We meet Pip, her overbearing mother, a kind of WikiLeaks-like German activist named Andreas, Tom, a journalist, and his ex-wife Annabelle. There is a murder in East Germany. Complications. Secrets are revealed. What Franzen does well is to create an ambitious, sprawling story with great tension. Unfortunately, that compelling narrative is lost in a lot of self-indulgent nonsense. Two of the characters, Andreas and Annabelle, are so over the top they seem farcical. Annabelle is a feminist, the worst kind the author would have us believe, who makes her husband pee sitting down. She is so over the top, it's like she belongs in a different book, one about profound mental illness. Andreas, the hacker activist, is self-absorbed. It's only toward the end of the novel that we really see how troubled he is. But by then, his narcissism makes it hard to care. There are moments where Purity seems to reach frantically for the zeitgeist. It offers critiques of feminism, the internet, and other aspects of the way we live now. Franzen is offering an earnest but narrow and privileged assessment of our world. The shame of Purity is that the real Purity in this novel is the author's passive-aggressive contempt for nearly all his characters.
The book is Purity by Jonathan Franzen. It was reviewed by Roxane Gay, author of Bad Feminist.